Leland Rucker is the senior editor at Sensi Magazine, and he joins us Thursday mornings to talk about the latest news in cannabis. This week, we're taking a look at a bill at the State House around collective marijuana growing. Basically, it would limit how many plants one person could grow in their home.
Yeah, this is an interesting thing. There's a bunch of different thoughts behind this and thoughts against it that came out during a hearing on Monday. But the committee voted 11-2 to curb the number of plants that you can grow in a home to a maximum of 12 plants per residential property. And right now, Colorado allows medical pot patients to grow up to 99 plants. And you can also bring yours together with other people into a collective grow that is not taxed, it's not really regulated. And so legislators thought that maybe that's part of the reason that we still have a black market, is that they aren't being regulated. And that was the idea behind it. Governor Hickenlooper said that, you know, Governor Hickenlooper said that the Cole Memorandum, which allows the federal government to come in if it believes that certain things are happening, it outlined eight things, and one was illegal marijuana grows, especially that might go out of state. And so he was saying that we have to be more careful about that, to not allow the feds to come in and do that. And it's the uncertainty about it that kind of led them to do this. Now, on the other side, there was a huge amount of medical marijuana patients who said that this is going to push them back out into the more expensive commercial market. And they were very adamant about this. There was a lot of people talking about
it. What does this mean, that medicinal marijuana patients would be pushed out into the commercial market?
There's a difference between when you go in and get medical marijuana and when you go in and get it recreationally. There's different rules and regulations. People who get medical marijuana can get higher doses, for instance, and things like that. And they're afraid that that will end and they'll be pushed out into the commercial market and that they won't be allowed to grow their own plants. Some people, there are 19,000 medical marijuana patients who need more than six plants, who doctors have recommended that they have more than six plants. And these are the people who are really afraid that this is going to hurt them. And the lawmakers, just before they passed the bill, they said that it would make it a misdemeanor and not a felony to be caught with too many plants on the first offense. So that was at least a limiting of that. We'll see what happens. It would still allow large-scale grows, it just wouldn't allow them in residential properties. So we'll see. It goes to the full house, and we'll see what happens. We'll follow that for sure.
Well, moving further afield than the State House here in Colorado, you're also taking a look at what's going on in Israel. Israel's been a leader in marijuana research, but not necessarily in legislation allowing either recreational or medicinal marijuana. But that might change a little bit.
Yeah, Israel has been ahead of everybody in the research department, but it still doesn't allow people to use marijuana recreationally. And there's a limited medical marijuana program. And Israeli media are saying that that the cabinet of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has approved a measure that would reduce penalties for possession of marijuana, and they would pay a fine instead of facing criminal charges. And one opposition lawmaker said that this is an important step, but not the end of the road, but it sends a message that a million Israelis who consume marijuana aren't criminals.
You can read about that and more at sensimag.com. Catch the magazine at newsstands around the Front Range, and you can hear Leland Rucker on KGNU on Thursday mornings. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.